In this video, I'm going to give you 5 steps to getting free traffic via guest posting. Now, what is guest posting? Well, guest posting means posting an article on someone else's blog for free in return for a link back to your own blog. And it's a win-win situation for you both. You get exposure and free traffic, and they get content that they don't have to write. So you can see, as I said, it's win-win for both parties. Another great thing about guest posting is it allows you to be associated with an authority in your niche. Because the blog owner is letting you have space on their blog, they're giving you a tacit endorsement, and this can greatly enhance your credibility. Now, how do you guest post effectively? Well, as I said, there are 5 steps to the process. Now, step number 1 is to find authority blogs in your niche. So you want to do a search in Google or other search engines for your niche and then blog. And you want to look at the ones on the first page of the search results. And you want to see how they rank. You want to look at things like their Google rank, their Alexa rank, the number of backlinks, and so on. And you want to draw up a short list of the top 10 blogs that you want to target, and you want to subscribe to them. Okay, step 2 is you want to read the blogs. So you want to read everything that they've got on the site. You want to go back to the earliest post possible, and you want to look at what's being covered. You also want to look for what's not being covered, because obviously these are the sort of subjects that you're going to want to suggest to the blog owner. You also want to look at the writing style, because obviously they'll want your article, your post, to fit in with the general overall style of their website. So you want to look at the word count. You want to see how long these articles are on their blog. You want to look at the spelling. Is it US English or British English? You want to look at the punctuation. You also want to look at the writing style. Is it a more formal style or is it an informal style of writing? Okay, step number 3 is to practice. You want to write a few practice articles in a style that will fit in with each blog that you intend to target. And you want to try rewriting the article in different styles until you're confident, so that if it doesn't get accepted by one blog, you can try and submit it to another blog. Then you want to approach blog owners. You want to email them either directly or via their contact form. And you want to compliment them on having such an informative blog. Ask them if they accept guest postings and suggest you have some articles that they might be interested in. Tell them that they can have them for free in return for a brief bio, that's a brief biography, and a link back to your site. One thing that you should not do, though, is to send articles unsolicited. Make sure that they do accept guest postings and that they would be interested in hearing from you. If you send them unsolicited, 2 things are going to happen. First of all, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to be deleted. But also, sometimes they might get published and you don't know about it. So you want to make sure that you keep tabs on where your articles are being published on which blogs. Now, here's a tip. Contact the blog owner at the bottom of your list first. So if you draw up a list of, say, 10 blogs, start with number 10 and work your way up to number 1. The reason for doing this is that when you first start approaching blog owners, chances are they're not going to publish your articles. They're going to reject them. Well, you can find out why, and you can tweak your approach, you can tweak your blog articles and that sort of thing, and then learn from that experience and move up to the next one. And so by the time you actually get to the person at the top of your list, you stand a much higher chance of being accepted because you've got the experience of submitting them to other blogs. Okay, step number 5 is to send the article. So once the blog owner has said, yes, I accept guest postings, send something to me, send them the article then. You want to make sure that it's not been posted on any other blog before, because if it's duplicate content, it will get penalized. And if it does get accepted, then don't publish it on any other blog, including your own. And if the owner rejects the article, then find out why. Ask for some constructive criticism or feedback from the owner. Now, if the owner does publish the article, first of all, you want to thank them. You also want to share details about the article and about the blog that you're posting it on social media. So write something about it on your Facebook page, tweet it to your Twitter followers, and so on. You also want to stick around to answer any comments that there may be on the article. And you can also offer to reciprocate and publish an article on your own blog. So there you go, 5 steps to getting free traffic via guest posting.